Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Jessica Wildfire, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is Just Say No to White Knights. Fake help does nothing but get in the way. Some of our friends and coworkers don't understand the true meaning of help. Of course, that doesn't stop them from trying to shove it down our back pocket every chance they get. It's not entirely their fault. They suffer from white knight syndrome. That term usually applies to dating and relationships, but it also describes that special someone who charges into everyone's projects to save what doesn't need saving. Don't let white knights ruin your life. That was my mistake once. Last year, one of our colleagues insisted on helping a small group of us plan a conference. We knew what was going to happen, but we met with her anyway, either out of politeness or fear. 5 minutes in, she started insisting we pick a different venue for the after reception. Don't get me wrong, alcohol and appetizer platters matter to an academic conference, but not that much. Plus, we'd already booked the venue. Still, she whined until we caved. She said, "Let me talk to some of my connections and see what I can do." She was going to find us a way better place for half the money. 2 weeks later, she gave up. We scrambled to save the original venue. Things barely worked out. Lesson learned, say no to white knights. Distracting Lancelot. It pays to find out the white knights in your life. Consider another colleague of mine who's been working on a sign for the past 6 months. Just a simple sign promoting our major. He gives reports on it at every meeting. There's always a reason why it's not ready yet. Last time he cited creative differences with our department head. In short, he's turned a simple project into a perfect little shitstorm. Still, he loves to mount his horse and gallop headfirst into other people's business. He's like Lancelot from Monty Python's Holy Grail. He'll kill everyone at the wedding party to save one person. When it turns out there was never a maiden in the first place, he shrugs and rides off into the sunset, or the next distress signal he sees. He serves on 10 committees and spends his time between meetings complaining about his workload. You can't commiserate with him. I tried once. Yeah, I know how you feel. Suddenly, I was knee-deep in advice. Then he emailed later that night about getting more involved. When I didn't reply right away, he found me in my office and gave the "I can't help you if you don't let me" speech. Always keep white knights away from your projects at all costs. Sometimes, though, they won't take no for an answer. So you have to get creative. You have to direct their energy elsewhere. You might even have to come up with things for them to do that don't matter much. That creates more work for you in the short term, but save you endless time and pain in the long run. Just think about all the money you'll save on Advil. It sounds cruel, but I've given my Lancelots things to do that I've already done, just to keep them busy. You can also bore them to death. When a white knight won't leave you alone, then just assign them the most tedious task on your plate, something with a deadline way on the horizon. Don't depend on them to get it done. No, just wait for them to tire themselves out and go looking for another maiden in distress. White knights versus dark knights. Real help is hard to come by, but you know when you see it. Real help doesn't announce itself with a trumpet. It appears in the shadows and quietly rolls up its sleeves. If fake help comes from white knights, then real help comes from dark knights. Batman reference achieved. I can die happy now. Imagine your spouse offers to help more with the chores and childcare. Sounds great at first. But let's say they start an argument with you about the best way to do laundry. Next, they use grocery shopping as an excuse to put you on their vegan diet. Or worse, they text you 10 times asking where things like hot dog buns are located. Yeah, thanks. So helpful. Now imagine real help. Your spouse simply observes and sees the trash needs taking out. They note the sink and start washing dishes. They listen to you for a few minutes and don't force their own agenda. That's real help. They don't just do the things they want or the things that look good. They'll handle the tedious, boring stuff too. Personally, I fancy myself a dark knight. I've blocked out personal time to help coworkers with onerous or overwhelming tasks. Once at a summer camp, I helped sharpen 300 pencils. I ran errands for people with my free time. What I didn't do was stand around and criticize, offer solutions, and then call that helping. These problems erupt in marriage as well as the workplace. In marriage, you're stuck with your white knight for a while, even if you opt for divorce. So you have to talk through effective ways to divide responsibilities. At work, not so much. You have options. You can pick and choose who to work with most of the time. So pick the dark knights, leave the white knights alone. Ask for fairness, not help. You might wind up in a situation where you're doing an unfair amount of work. In that case, don't ask for help. When you do that, it's a bat signal for white knights. You might be sending the wrong message, that you're incompetent, or that you can't handle your normal job responsibilities. You're also creating a situation where people might think you owe them gratitude. It's fine to express gratitude, but not simply to please someone else, especially if they didn't earn it. Instead, talk to your boss and coworkers about workload distribution. Make a list of all the stuff you're doing. Show it to them. Let them see that you don't simply need help. You need others to take over some of these responsibilities on a permanent basis. That way, you're shifting more than responsibility. You're also making people accountable. White knights may not like that, but screw them. If they're not actually taking on more work, their help doesn't mean much. Define boundaries. Don't let people feel like heroes for simply pulling their weight. Trust me, some people spend all night waiting by the bat phone, hoping for it to ring. Let them. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.